Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 141 for Monday, October 19th, 2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. Believe we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween, a little bit of coronavirus, throw that in there.
And if that wasn't crazy enough, our crazy news stories this week, we're going to talk about a puke balloon, not so safe sex, some lost lube, a false alarm, dynamic duo, and we'll finish up with a whale of a story.
No pun intended. How's it going?
It's going well. We're getting close to Halloween, and all the discussion about what we're going to do is kind of creeping up, and still hanging in there, still tired, still avoiding the COVID. How about you guys?
Yep. You know, we're still Rona free over here. I'm starting to realize that it's getting cold outside now, and the days are much shorter than they were.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like the fall gloom and doom where like it's just, if the sun comes out, it's a real treat rather than just like the normal thing on most days. So the seasonal affective disorder, I feel like, is starting to set in real early this year. And I don't know if it's because of everything, but nonetheless though, like I got home from work today and the kids in like, it's supposed to be in the fucking 30s tonight here, but I got home and the kids were like, hey, let's go for a bike ride. So I'm like, all right. So I got my hoodie on, I got sweatpants on, and I froze my fucking ass off on this bike ride because there was no sun, there was nothing to warm me up, there's a little bit of a breeze, and it was just cold. I'm like, oh boy, here's that time of year when it gets cold.
You weren't going fast enough.
The faster I went, the colder I got, Robert. That's how that works.
Yeah, but you're working harder. You're building up that, the sweat, the work.
I'm not on the Peloton. You really got to work your ass off on a regular bike to really call it a workout. Because
with the kids behind you trying to catch up.
Dad. And that's the thing. Like half the time I'm just coasting because I'm trying to, not pass the kids up,
right?
And so it's not much of a workout, not at all. No sweats,
it had to
broken.
Be there, I guess.
Yeah, but anyway,
are you guys doing Halloween?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how it's gonna work exactly. I don't know.
It's coming up, Rob. Well, 2 weeks.
I know. I've got no directive from the local government on how we're supposed to do this. No. I'm thinking get a slingshot and just fling the candy at the kids as they're passing by. but I don't know. We're supposed to have like my parents and my in-laws and
here it goes, more people over.
My brother-in-laws and their wives over. So we'll have to see how that goes. I don't know.
We're putting everything at the end of the, not the driveway, but at the front door. And then we got a couple stairs down. We're going to put a table down there. And we initially got little plastic cups and just put a couple pieces in there. That way they can take them like a water boy, you've got the cups there, you just take a thing. And I figured, okay, well, then kids are going to pick that up. They're going to throw the cup on the ground. And I don't want to be picking those up and dumping them. So we're going to put them in little plastic bags and do peanut-free on this side and peanuts on this side. And then they just take a bag and nobody has to get close to each other. And
no,
I think that's what we're going to do. I mean, we're going to try to go out too, but I don't know how many people are going to do it. The neighborhood usually does it up, but I don't know if that's going to be the case this year.
Yeah, I feel like what we're going to end up having to do is, because, I mean, the kids are going to want to trick-or-treat. We're just
a new neighborhood. That's why
we're gonna have to mask up and stuff, and then we're gonna get the candy, and what we're probably gonna honestly do is get the candy and set it aside for 3 days and
put it in the sun.
Yeah, put it in the sun. Set it aside for 3 days. Don't touch it, so that way if there's any Rona on it, it'll hopefully be gone. I don't know,
I saw people building stuff too, that they were going to build these big PVC pipes.
Yeah, the chutes. Yeah.
Yeah, see, so that would be kind of fun, but all then right, you're so, like, well, what the fuck am I going to do with this thing now?
I saw something that this like husband and wife couple that I follow on Facebook, and they make like videos and stuff like that. And he made a system with PVC and a leaf blower. So he would start the leaf blower up and right at the edge of the leaf blower in the PVC, they cut a little hole in it, and you could stick the candy down into the PVC pipe then, and it would shoot it out. I'm like, God, that sounds actually kind of fun.
They don't have gravity where they live?
Well, you're using the leaf blower. It's pushing the PVC's at, you know, it's blowing into the PVC and pushing the candy out, Robert.
I hate this. It's like a slide. You do it on a hill.
I was just saying, you slide down a slide. There's no PVC leaf blower. I know what you're, yeah, but it just kind of slides just down. It doesn't fly out at the kids. It's the.
What kid can catch it?
You make a game out of it.
It's dark.
I don't care.
You'll never catch it. You'll hit him in the eyeball.
Listen, it's better to try to catch that than to catch coronavirus.
Is it? Some days I'm like, just strike me down now. Strike me down. It was it 2 days? I can deal with that. Strike me. But then I come to my senses.
And by people, I mean like five people on the entire planet have gotten COVID-19 twice now. So.
Well, we got that vaccine coming, I guess. But anyhow, you ready to drink some beer? I know that for sure it keeps it away.
I don't want to talk about
COVID. You're angry at me now?
No,
can't pre-order. I'm very frustrated
because I've suddenly come to the realization of how much Halloween's going to suck ass this year because of the pandemic.
You'll have all that extra candy.
I hadn't really thought about it. I'm like, yeah, it's going to suck because, you know, we'll see what happens. I like the individually wrapped idea, though, like have little baggies so they can just grab that versus, sticking their Corona covered mitts into a bowl of candy. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, just kind of spread them out. And then when the kids clear out, you go and put a couple more bags down there. And that way they don't, put a clear. So, of course, so what the kids do is they'll pick it up and go, no, I don't want that one. Drop it. But that's their problem once they get out of here.
Probably.
Then you got to lice all the shit out of the table before you move
it. Oh, but I live in Michigan, so people are just like, fuck it. You know, that's
we'll just eat it.
Yeah,
they'll go kidnap somebody. They'll
stand there and eat it right on my porch, probably, and throw the wrapper on the ground.
If you're lucky. Oh, well, hand them a beer.
Yeah. Speaking of beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Good job on the drive. I'm
excited about this one. I went to Costco and walking around, and then I got to close to where they have wine and beer in ours, and they had this big, giant, tall, I was going to send you a picture of it, but a big sculpture of Miller Lite cases. And I thought, I'll get a picture. And I turn around, and it was not a giant section, but they had a whole bunch of craft beers. So I was pretty excited. So I bought beer. Melissa's like, you know how much beer we have in the refrigerator? So yeah, but I've had one of each of those. I got to pour the rest out now.
Exactly.
a four-pack or a six-pack. I only really need one.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little slim pickets in my fridge. I'll have to fill up soon. But Costco, they do. You can, it's surprising the beer you can get there sometimes. But
I got some good ones.
So this one I didn't get from Costco, and this is from our friends over at Atwater Brewery out of Detroit.
Of course,
and it is
that's a surprise
pumpkin spice latte. It's an ale with pumpkin, cinnamon, nutmeg. And coffee, which is pumpkin spice, doesn't have pumpkin in it. 6% alcohol by volume, 28 IBUs. Pumpkin spice latte features a Munich dark malt, which lends a walnut-like presence. Honey malt, which lends a light honey note, and melanoidin malt, which lends a bright sweetness. Flaky barley creates a full mouth feel. Our pumpkin spice and coffee extracts are custom designed locally and provide a balanced representation of this seasonal fascination. Herb and spice beers can be ale or lager and vary widely by color, ABV, IBU, and profile. Low hop bitterness is typical, so that the spice characters will be more evident. And they have this in looks like cans, which is what I have, bottles. You can get a six-pack of them, 12-ounce bottles. I have it in the can here, and I've had a few of these, not today, but I'm gonna refresh myself, tell you all about
see
it.
See if it's still good.
It's a nice, by the way, it's a nice amber color, as we would expect in an ale such as this one. The pumpkin spice definitely shines through in the aromas. Definitely notes a lot of the cinnamon. So I can, it smells like just pure cinnamon. I don't know if it's that mixed with the apple cinnamon bread plate, with the crumbs on it that's sitting in front of
don't
me.
Don't rub it in.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'll have my pie when I get upstairs. You're pissing me off.
So it's good. Definitely I can taste the cinnamon, the nutmeg, notes of coffee in there. Has a nice roastiness to it. I would say it's not, there's definitely, I don't know if I would relate it to like a pumpkin spice latte though that I get from Starbucks. Like it's not reminiscent of that. So I think they oversell it a little bit in obviously the name, and the description, but nonetheless, it is a pretty good beer. There's the spices are shine through in the flavor. It's not bad. I rated it 3.75. So on Untappd, I don't absolutely love it, but at the same time, it's a pretty decent beer. It's available August through October, and I'm not going to go through, I think Atwater has become kind of like Founders where like we've had it lots of times on the show. Just go to the twobobs.com. Click on what are we drinking, and you can see all the times we've had Atwater on the show if you really are interested in that.
That's a bunch. That sounds good. I don't know that I can get that one, and I'll check it on Untappd a little bit later, but I saw you put that in the note. I thought that sounded really good.
It's not a bit, again, it's not a bad beer. I like it. I don't love it, but I like it enough. Yeah. It's one of those where if, you know, somebody offers me one, I'm going to drink it. I'm not going to turn it down. I would hope for a little bit more of the pumpkin spice, I suppose. It just tastes like a lot of cinnamon. That's all right though. It's good. Not as good as some of the other pumpkin beers that we've had.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 3.75 is pretty solid. And I had that kind of battle with mine about this one that I'm drinking as well. But anyhow, what I've got this week is the Old Ox Brewery. It's called the Oxorcist 2, which is the Roman numeral 2. And it is their Imperial Pumpkin Ale, which, as I mentioned earlier, that I picked it up at the Costco. And then I was looking on Untappd, and I see somebody else having to purchase theirs at Costco, too. So it's a local brewery. It is in the Northern Virginia area, Old Ox Brewery. And the website tells us what happens when you add 100 pounds of pumpkin and 10 gallons of pure Vermont maple syrup to the boil, then finish with a light touch of pumpkin pie spices and some vanilla bean. Pure pumpkin magic. It was coming. Oxorcist 2, our Imperial Pumpkin Ale, is scary good. I'm going to hold it up here, and I don't know if you can see it, but it's really dark, which I was surprised. I figured it'd be something a little bit lighter, more of that amber kind of color that yours was. And I'm going to see. It's actually pretty high. The website says 10% alcohol by volume, but I think when I checked in on Untappd, it said 9.4. The can says 10 points as well, or 10%. So I guess I'd have to believe the company over Untappd. And 12 IBUs, if that matters to you at all. But let me... I smell the pumpkin, smells some of the spice. I don't really get any of the vanilla. I don't really get any of the syrup. Let me taste, see if any of it's in there. It's good. It's not heavy. It's not really light either, but it does have a thicker feel to it. The Imperial's there. It's got quite of a punch to it. You definitely taste the pumpkin in there, a lot of the spices. I think the other stuff, the syrup and the vanilla bean, that kind of sweetness is a little bit more subtle. I like some of those. I rated it 4, but I really had to decide if it was 3.75 or 4, but I think since it does have a nice enough flavor that it does push it into that 4 for me, so I'm going to keep it over there. And if you can get it, again, it's the Old Ox Brewery. It is, It doesn't even really, oh, it does tell you it's small. It's weird. It says the Old Ox Brewery, the Oxorcist 2 Imperial Pumpkin Ale. And I got it, and it's a big can, 16 ounces. Didn't quite fit in my glass, so I had to pour a little bit extra out of there. But again, 3.75 to 4 or so on the untapped scale for me.
Man, it's too bad that you don't have that untapped premium membership, because you could do, you could go with the 3 7/8.
It really convinced me now. I need to see about how much that is again, because every now and then, I mean, I figure if one of those things that I've used so much that is probably, you know, you like to support the things. If it went away, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably stop drinking beer, because I would have no reason to do it anymore that I couldn't log it in to track it.
Damon, I got to gamify everything in my life, including beer drinking.
Well, I really like it because I can track everything about it. Yeah. You know, I can look and I can see the ratings. I can see where I can find them. So I've really found that I depend on it. I'll look up ratings when I'm at the store. And when you have, I got the apple bread.
It's so good.
Oh, man.
See, I put on apple cake. Oh, yeah, that's it. And it was pretty quick and easy and delicious. I'm going to have more when I go upstairs.
Huh. Well, yeah, I like the bread, which is the reason I like brownies and cookies, because you can just cut a piece and kind of like walk around and eat it. But it's really hard to do with a pie.
I mean, you could just sit your ass down and eat it.
No, I don't do that, because I got a lot of things to do, Rob.
Too much going on.
I got
this
too
way you
going
wait
on.
Till you podcast, you just bring it down with you. That's what I do.
Right. That is good. Well, no, I don't. Yeah, I got to stop that. I did buy a thing for my Nintendo Switch. I got one of the Fit things. Melissa thought it was for Benjamin, but it really was for me. You put the thing on your leg, and you got the thing that you do, and you got to squeeze it so it builds your muscles up. I did the setup part, and I was exhausted, so I had to turn it off. So I got a lot of work to do.
Nice.
I'm way out of shape.
First step is buying it.
I have no problems doing that.
No, that's the easy part. That's easy.
Anything, premium membership? Yeah, I got that. In-app purchase? No problem. Yeah, new refrigerator? Can't do that. It's fine with the one we have. I know there's water coming out the bottom, but we can't afford that.
You
right
guys
now.
Have had a lot of problems with your refrigerator.
It's still broken. We had the ice maker that one time, because I remember I smashed my head and my head was bleeding.
I do.
I had the big scab on top. So since then, we had them come out. They replaced it, and that took like 2 weeks. And then we had them come back to check it like 3 weeks later, because it was still making noise. And then the ice maker itself was on back order, so we had to wait another month and a half. And they came out and they put it in, and it started making ice right away, which the last time they did it, it's like, okay, great. And it started clicking again. And a couple of days later, we open it up and there's water in there again. It's like, well, I guess it's time to probably replace the whole thing, although our washer and dryer need to be replaced too, because I'll record it for you one time. You'll be very surprised at how loud it is. The bearings and the spinner are broken, so it sounds you're at an airport when it gets to the spin. But it still spins. I mean, luckily we got a little pan under it, because it does leak a little bit in the spin cycle too. Oh, so
good.
So yeah, so it's bad, but I mean, it's still running. So
oh good, yeah, it. For now. You know what you do? You just move and you just leave that stuff behind. Comes
that's
with
right.
the house.
Yeah, that's right. Everything conveys. Everything that's broken. Get it. This refrigerator is brand new.
100%.
So, yeah, it's all right. One of these days. Right. Ready for crazy news?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. That wasn't live. That was from a couple weeks ago. That was.
I forgot about this. It was sitting on my desktop, and I was like, "What's that?"
Oh boy, oh boy, Kelly.
That's not edited.
Nearly vomited when she.
That was probably the nastiest burp I've ever heard in my life, and that's not just in the 4 years, whatever it is we've been doing this. That was very wet. The other one was here.
That's a good one too.
I call it Rob's hiccup burp.
I don't know what it was. That came with something.
Same episode too. I think that was the one where you were overserved.
I overserve myself.
You pre-drank quite a bit, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to have one more with Bob K.
Of course.
And then there it was.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
There it was.
Oh,
that was both at the same time. I didn't know I could do that.
Oh, well, shit. All right.
Oh, man. I'm going to send it to Kelly for her ringtone.
Am I going? Or are you going? You going?
It doesn't matter. You pick. I'll pick that. This one's local to me.
You should do it. You should do it.
Yeah, and it even mentions me. Locals befuddled by bags of barf at the Vienna church.
Oh, no.
Now, this, and actually, I've driven by this every day for a long time, except for now, of course, when we're home. But I know exactly where this is. And this area in Vienna, Virginia, actually has their local news. Is, I'll have to find the website for it, but it's just the most random stuff. Like, you know, this family realized that a paperclip was stolen and they called the, you know, it's just like really dumb stuff because nothing ever happens there. So for something like this to actually, you know, hit the news, it's pretty big. So
yeah,
please,
this is huge.
Please stop leaving bags of vomit outside of Emmaus United Church of Christ. This week's Vienna police report notes that between August 18th and October 3rd, on three separate occasions, an employee at the church has found bags of vomit left in the parking lot. An employee at the church reported that on three separate occasions, someone had left bags filled with vomit in the parking lot near the playground area. I don't know where they quoted the paragraph right above it, but they did. Another littered puke balloon was reported later in the police report, sometimes between 3:30 p.m. on October 6th and 8 a.m. on October 7th. I think when they opened it, it sounded like this. Other tales of crime and mischief in this week's report included vandalism of political signs and a man suspected of stealing chestnuts from a neighbor's tree. I told you.
Oh, my God. That's the real news right there.
Reported that he observed an elderly man in his backyard. The resident confronted the man. He began walking towards the road. The resident believes the man may have stolen chestnuts from his tree. I told you.
That's ridiculous.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah, that's the police beat. The cops don't even wear shoes. They got no gun, no shoes, nothing, because they're never going to need to get out of the car.
How on three separate occasions is, like, who's going to the, like, on multiple occasions going to the parking lot of this church and vomiting into a bag and just leaving it there? How is that even a thing? Like, I can see one time, like, somebody got sick. Right, they just happened to be there. Maybe they weren't feeling well on their way home from work, something, whatever it is, and so they pulled over into the church parking lot. All they had was this bag, and of course you're not gonna like vomit into a bag and leave it in your car and drive home with this. It was probably like a Kroger bag or something, had a hole in it, something like that, and so I suppose I can see that it's disgusting and you should not leave bags of puke out in public. But, I mean, in a dire situation, I can see that happening once. Three separate occasions, though. So on,
and in a balloon.
And it was a balloon or a bag?
Well, there were bags first, but bags, then it was a puke balloon.
Then a balloon that had vomit in it. And in front of a church.
It's probably the guy who was allergic to the chestnuts he stole and then had to throw up.
Apparently. This is the biggest thing ever to happen in Vienna. What the actual fuck? Exactly. Speaking of which... So last week,
I got a lot of drops today.
Yeah, I can see that. So last week, we started the last week's episode saying we need to stop singing. And then I, of course, decided to sing Backstreet Boys and Hamilton.
Oh, here it goes.
The worst part, though, is the fact that like there's a delay, you know, because we're in different locations. So there's a delay in our audio and it you don't notice it until you put all the audio together and realize that me singing was not in sync with the music, which just made it that much worse. Cause when I was hearing it, I was singing along,
right?
But there's this audio sync. It's like a half second behind and it just made it that much worse. I couldn't even listen to it. I'm like, oh Jesus.
It causes problems because a lot of times I think you're done. And then I'll start and then I realize it's not done. And some of it's me being impatient. So I'm being better about that today, but it does happen. And we have that at work too. All the Zoom calls, you'll think somebody's done, there's a break and then they'll start talking. And then by the time it, ends up relaying back. It's like if you've ever tried to watch a YouTube video through Bluetooth, like I'll have it in the car, sit in the parking lot, and I'm playing on Bluetooth, and the voices never match up. It's just got that little bit of a delay, and it makes me crazy. But anyhow.
Yeah, what are you going to do? That's why I plug it into CarPlay using USB, because you don't get that delay. But
I know. I got to get a car with CarPlay. I saw all the updates. I really like it.
Sounds like you might need a washer and a dryer and a refrigerator first, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. And my new phone.
Oh, you're free.
That's free. I mean, really.
You obviously qualify for an upgrade.
Right. Yeah.
I was able to. Mine's being an asshole. Anyway.
Where's that next one take us?
Vietnam. Fantastic.
Good morning.
This is from CNN, too. So we're going to Vietnam, where police seized 345,000 used condoms that were cleaned and sold as new. What the actual fuck with this one? Police in Vietnam have confiscated an estimated 345,000 used condoms. Who counted those? Which had been cleaned and resold as new, state media reported. Footage broadcast by state-owned Vietnam television this week showed dozens of large bags containing the used contraceptives scattered across the floor of a warehouse in the southern province of Binh Dong. Police said the bags weighed more than 794 pounds, equivalent to 345,000 condoms, according to VTV. So my question, though, is, you know, were they offsetting the weight of all the semen? But it doesn't specify. The owner of the warehouse said that they had received a monthly input of used condoms from an unknown person, state newspaper.
Wow.
Choi Trey reported. A woman detained during the bus told, what is it?
Choi Trey.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Choi Trey. A police detained. Let me do it.
Okay,
a woman detained during the bus told police that they used prophylactics were first boiled in water. Because, you know, boiling.
That's right. It breaks the semen up.
It breaks it out of the ridges. It thins it out. And then, you know, so I'm glad they boiled it, because I'm sure that didn't do anything to actually hurt the integrity of the condoms to boil them.
They were boiled in water. Poking it with a stick to swirl them around.
They were dried and reshaped on a wooden phallus.
Oh, I can roll it back with my tongue.
That's a piece of wood shaped like a dick before being repackaged and resold.
345,000 times, though. VTV. How many people are in that sweatshop?
I'm telling you, it's a busy place. VTV said it was not clear how many of the recycled condoms had already been sold. The detained woman said she had received 17 cents for nearly every kilogram of recycled condoms she produced. Wow. Neither she nor the owner of the warehouse were available for a comment. So there's that. I mean, you know, it's good to recycle, I suppose. Maybe latex condoms, not so much.
I can roll it back to the same shape it was when it came out of the package using just my mouth. There's people that can, I'm kidding by that. I've never had one near my mouth, but like the people that can tie the cherry stem. You gotta rip the
package open.
The cherry, well, that's true. Never mind. Tie the cherry stem with their mouth. So that's what I was thinking of. That's where
I
was going with that.
It's disgusting.
So, just figuring out if it was in your mouth.
Better than removing it with your mouth.
Yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere near it. Well, speaking of used condoms.
Right. Listen, if you're ever going to Vietnam, bring your own condoms.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of condoms, this is going to take us to thescottishsun.co.uk. So we've been to the Sun before, the sun.uk or the sun.co.uk. This is the Scottish Sun, which I've never once loaded this website anywhere. And this one you sent over says, the Scots mum, which is different than a mummy that might happen around Halloween, but she was mortified after her daughter, 5, took her Ann Summers lube to school and used it as hand sanitizer. That's pretty funny. A mom was mortified after discovering her daughter which is what they just said in the title, had been taking lube to school to use as hand sanitizer. Louise Hosey from Livingston was stunned to find the Ann Summers bottle in her wee girl's jacket pocket. I don't know if I can say that five times fast. She wears way too much makeup, too. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, well, you know what? When compared to most of the other people that make it onto our show,
yeah,
she's doing all right. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And the only other weird thing is, too, is like pictures of the kid. And you wouldn't normally do that in the United States, but I guess maybe in Scotland it's okay. But innocent five-year-old Summer just wanted to follow the coronavirus rules so she didn't get the germs while at school. And Louise, who found the situation hilarious as well as embarrassing, reckons her daughter spotted the brand's name and thought it was hers. Mm-hmm. The 36-year-old told the Scottish Sun, "I got the lube in an Ann Summers balloon pop." You guys drink pop up there. Basically, you buy a balloon for £20, and the woman from Ann Summers goes live and bursts the balloon with your prize inside. Then they resell it over there in Vietnam. The prize was lube, and I also got some perfume.
Oh.
2 days ago, I was washing Summer's school jacket, and I realized she had actually been taking it to school.
Why is the sanitizer so slippery?
she didn't need it any time in between then, so yeah. I guess it wasn't really that important. Because her name is Summer, and the bottle had Ann Summers on it, I guess she thought it was hers. Right away, I was mortified, thinking, what if the teachers had seen it? But I guess that if they did, they would have taken it. I was laughing, too. I found it funny, but was mortified at the same time. I asked her why she had taken this. I told her, this is mummy's. She said, I was sanitized in my hand, so I don't get the germs.
Fair enough.
I asked if she'd sanitized her friend's hand, and she said, oh, yes. And Summer specializes in sex toys and have a vast array of sexual lubricants to use. With Louise winning their special heat wave lotion. Louise, who's just started a business making scented wax melt, said Summer said she liked it because it felt hot and smooth. And it turns out it was the warming lube I had won. It's really hot and tingly. It's just funny. And Louise even has plans to remind her daughter of the fairy tale when she gets older. It'd be funny when she turns 18. I might put a picture on her birthday cake.
Oh,
and, there's a corresponding story that goes with it where the lady used the same lube on a slip and slide for her son out in the backyard. So I guess it really does work.
Well, I mean, that seems to me like that would be a clever use of it. I don't know how well lube does as an actual sanitizing agent, though.
Probably not.
If you put alcohol in your lube, that would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, very interesting. These times, and I'm just really glad to hear that the balloon that she purchased for £20 that pop didn't have any Vietnamese condoms in it. So
should have.
Not from what I'm hearing.
Huh?
Some sketchy shit, Robert. All right. So next one's going to take us to Ohio. What's crazy to me is we're four stories in. We've yet to be in Florida. But this is going to take us to Ohio, where a woman is accused of running naked, pulling fire alarms in a Tennessee motel. Apparently, it's Tennessee, not Ohio. She's from Ohio, but was in Tennessee.
Same thing.
This bitch looks possessed, too. This looks like she's wearing a Halloween mask. An Ohio woman is accused of running naked through an East Tennessee motel last month and pulling fire alarms, authorities said. Alicia Marie Garvin, 29, although she looks like she's 50 in this photo, probably from all the meth, was arrested September 27th by Sweetwater Police. The Advocate and Democrat of Madisonville reported. She was charged with public intoxication, trespassing, and filing a false report. Responding to a call at the Oyo Motel in Sweetwater, Officer Brandon Kansler said he was told by motel personnel that Garvin allegedly was knocking on doors and asking patrons if they wanted to participate in sexual activities, the newspaper reported. Garvin then allegedly ran through the motel naked, pulling at least five fire alarms, the Advocate and Democrat reported. Kansler said that he then interviewed Garvin. The newspaper reported, they reported it, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. He did not say if Garvin had put her clothes back on.
I hope so.
He interviewed her while she's still naked. According to an arrest affidavit, when Kanzler asked Garvin why she pulled the alarm, she said she was about to be raped at a Pilot gas station in Arkansas while she's in Tennessee, but originally from Ohio. Kanzler said Garvin then amended her statement and said the alleged rape attempt was a Pilot station in Niota, located in neighboring McMinn County. So how does that translate to her being naked at this motel pulling fire alarms? Who knows? Kanzler said he contacted the McMinn County Sheriff's Office and it reported there had been no calls about alleged sexual assaults, the Advocate and Democrat reported. Garvin then admitted she had shot up with meth. Man, I called it. Shot up with meth several days earlier, according to the arrest affidavit, that she was then arrested and booked in the Monroe County Jail in Madisonville, the newspaper reported. They reported it. The newspaper reported it. The Advocate and Democrat reported it. The news station reported it as well.
That's the only way we knew about it, because they reported it, Rob.
Everybody reported it. There are lots of reports coming in. And
according to the reports,
I'm just glad she's safe.
It's true.
Allegedly, according to the arrest affidavit.
Right. The affidavit states.
Oh, man. Look at these guys.
A Florida duo.
Why?
CBS12.com. Florida duo. Finally, did you mention that we hadn't been to Florida yet?
No.
Now we are.
I knew we'd get there eventually.
It has to happen.
Yeah.
Florida duo named Dumbest Thieves of the Week. They're also the prettiest if you look at them. Two men in Central Florida earn the distinction of being named the Dumbest Thieves of the Week. Save that. Because the Marion County Sheriff's Office had little trouble arresting these two men for a string of burglaries and thefts. According to investigators, Robert Hobby, 41, and Marcus Reeves, 23, went around Ocala and surrounding areas breaking into stores, stealing cigarettes and lottery tickets. Probably wish they had apple bread. The two men left a few things behind during their crime spree.
Should have gotten some.
Like a shoe and some tools. Where's my shoe? Let's head over to the Quickie Mart. Reeves, however, left behind his wallet and his driver's license. The sheriff's office said, reportedly, officer states. Deputies went to his house and knocked on the door. The sheriff's office said he had confessed. Now he and Hobby are in jail, facing a total of 14 charges for grand theft and burglary. Track crime in your neighborhood by zip code through Alert Nest. That's pretty much it.
Well,
they left a shoe and some cigarette. No, they're stealing cigarettes.
Yeah.
He left a shoe and tools. I guess his break-in tools. And the guy left his wallet and his driver's license. Not really his wallet with his driver's license. He left one of each.
It reminds me of this story from, and this was like, I don't know, decades ago, but I remember hearing a story about a guy walked to a 7-Eleven with his dog.
Yeah.
He chained his dog up outside the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Went inside, robbed it, then ran off and forgot his dog. The problem is the dog had his tags on. So by the time he got back to his house, like, they had already figured out who he was because he left his fucking dog there. So they pulled, you know, up the registry or whatever. And, or maybe they even had his address on the tags. I'm not sure. But anyway, kind of funny.
Yeah. Shit.
Don't leave identifying information behind. You know, that's what you got to do.
If you're going to do dumb shit.
If you're going to do dumb shit, don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb, Rob.
All right. Last story of the evening is going to take us, or it's evening for us, but last story of this episode.
And shut your trap.
Insert whatever time of day it is that you're listening. That's my wife, by the way, telling our Echo in our kitchen to shut her trap.
I had the whole thing.
Alexa, shut your trap.
There it is.
I figured it was much better to just
shut your trap.
figure that was just more appropriate for this show, Rob.
No, no, it's good. We can just, you know, keep, you know, it's good to get our significant others involved in the show, even when they don't want to be. So this has taken us to,
Arkansas, Rob.
Yeah, Louisiana. Right? No. Wait, no. Coast of Louisiana and middle. This is going to.
Somewhere in the United States, which is also the UK, I think.
The coast of Louisiana. Okay, I'm just going to start reading.
That's where the object came from.
Oh.
The coast of Louisiana.
Now it's in.
Right. Yeah, it'll make a lot more sense when you tell it.
Perfect. Hurricane Delta blasts 200-ton whale 400 miles off coast of Louisiana in middle of Arkansas farm. 200-ton whale has landed in a farmer's field in Arkansas 400 miles off the coast of Louisiana after being swept by the powerful winds of Hurricane Delta. 400 miles. Jerry O'Brien.
200 ton, 400 97. Miles. Very confusing.
He's looking pretty good for 97, too, by the way. I mean, he's got all his teeth, it seems like. Had the surprise of his life when he discovered the corpse of a 120-foot long humpback whale in his backyard. On
Wednesday, probably.
His backyard, Robert. O'Bork, who is a fifth-generation cotton farmer, said he has never seen such an incredible thing in his whole life. I've seen men holding hands and kissing in the street. I've seen UFOs. I lived through World War II, served in the Vietnam War. But this is the darn weirdest thing I've ever seen in my entire life, Jerry O'Bork, 97, told reporters, visibly surprised. Experts believe the decomposing corpse of the whale may have been bloated with such gases as methane, making the animal light enough. Oh, it kind of floated through the clouds like a hot air balloon for the powerful winds of Hurricane Delta to carry it an impressive 400 miles off the coast of Louisiana. Decomposing whales fill with methane gas and expand like hot air balloons and could even float several feet above the ground. Biologist Mike Nichols at the University of Little Rock explained, several feet above the ground, but to go 400 miles without hitting an object, that's how you know you're in the deep south. In 1909, the corpse of a whale was seen floating up to 3 miles above the shitty city of Chicago in a similar fashion before it was shot down 48 hours later by city authorities for safety reasons. Oh,
I don't even know how to end after that one.
I don't know. You can end by
report usually goes to strange places, but I don't think they have gone as strange as that. Oh man.
Good old World News Daily Report. By the way, if you
keep us on our toes. And that's what happens when you don't pre-read that shit.
No, I mean, I never pre-read the stories. I just look at the headline. I'm like, that looks like it'll be fun. If I already knew this story, it wouldn't have been, you know, the journey that it was just reading it for the first time on the show.
I'm exhausted.
And I also like to read some of the headlines. I don't read these headlines in advance, but if you're looking for more news, hard-hitting news, I should say, for World News Daily Report, you can read about the Utah man who was struck by lightning while masturbating to the Bible. Oh man.
A 7-year-old girl buys a dozen ponies and a merry-go-round after borrowing her dad's credit card.
A Texas man admitted to kidnapping 79 people to anally probe them while disguised as an alien.
Pakistani judge sentenced man to 1,000 lashes for fleeing arranged marriage with his sister. It was his own sister, so that's a big part of the story there. Too funny.
Oh, World News Daily.
What a mess. I have to go back, and I'm sure there's a way to know, but I think our first World News Daily Report story was the lady with the kittens. Remember, she had the attack cats?
That's right. I think it was.
And then I think after that, we were like, wait a minute.
I'm just looking at this other story. NYC female bus driver crashes in a tree while attempting to give herself a cunnilingus.
Oh, man. She's
trying to eat herself out, in other words.
That's what that well, I figured that out, Rob. So
I was making sure. I don't know if all the people listening to the show know what cunnilingus is, so
I don't know. We need to Google it. Well, don't Google it.
I mean, you could Google. Just go to Google image search, though. Actually, go to Pornhub and search for it. You'll get a better result that way.
Let's see if we mask nuggets now. It's going to take too long if I do all the World News Daily reports.
Here, let's do this.
Because it's every single one page.
Well, I know that was the first one.
The cat?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, I'm doing it by page now, so let me go to 17. Oh, it's close. 17, so page 16.
By the way, so it was the elderly woman who trained their 65 cats.
Yep, there she is, hot and ready, episode 41. Hey, this is 141.
Oh, look at that, 100 episodes ago. And by the way, I was Googling, I just Googled, like, World News Daily Report cats,
yeah.
And Snopes popped up with, did an elderly woman train 65 cats to steal from her neighbors? And by the way, they did rate it as a false. I can't believe it.
Well, your show notes from that day said, crazy old cat lady trains her 65 cats to steal from her neighbors. This is totally not fake news. Seriously, okay, it's fake as shit. Still worthy of a listen. Yeah, that's pretty good. I guess we did know it was bullshit then. Let's see what else we did that episode. Love pizza. Frozen pizza gets stuck in the mail. This was before we did more crazy news. We just kind of threw a crazy news at the end and then realized that crazy news is pretty much where it's at every week.
That was the magic of the two Bobs.
Yeah, we just did whatever. Daylight savings time. Rob's wife, Kelly, received a rather alarming voicemail from the IRS threatening to call the cops if she didn't call them back.
Oh boy, I just got a text from Kelly. Harrison is still awake because there's a giant spider in his room. Come kill it as soon as you're done. So we better do our recap.
All right. Well, in an act of desperation, Robert found an iPhone 10 at a local store and traded it. By the way, Bob's love their iPhone 10s. Too funny. It's funny to go back at that time. That was November 13th. So we're a month off, 100 episodes back.
Nice.
Anyhow. All right. Well, shit. Well, I don't know if we'll see you next week. I guess we will.
Yeah.
This, we got a tournament, but it's only on a Sunday. So
Kelly did remind me that this is 2 weeks in a row. She goes, I know you're probably going to say it on the show. I'm like, hell yeah. Right. 2 weeks in a row. We recorded.
She's made it into the episode twice. First with
shut your trap.
And now to remind us that it was definitely two weeks in a row. So we'll get to three. I'm pretty sure.
We'll see what happens. Lock can happen in a week. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.